Sales Magic is the podcast hosted by Jackie Lyles, best-selling author, champion innovator, and an industry leader in creating growth strategies to accelerate sales and attract and retain employees. Using her proprietary qualification approach, Jackie shares proven techniques to help you navigate through change, increase your sales, and transform your results. Jackie learned how to keep recreating herself and will show you how to tap into your own magic and your own unique power to innovate. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome to Sales Magic. It's Jackie Lyles, and I'm here today with Andrew Cotrino. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for talking to me.
Yes, and for our audience to get to know you, Andrew, I'm going to do a quick little bio on you, but this is the published version, and I'd love for you to add some more to it, a little spice, a little zest to it, and we'll go from there. So Andrew Cotrino is the Vice President of Marketing of Green Power Energy. It's a residential solar installation company operating across New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Texas. And that's where I found out about you. I talked to some folks in Texas about your work, and I was amazed by it. Very impressive. Andrew started with the company in 2011 as a solar consultant before becoming the Vice President of Sales and finally the VP of Marketing. And just as an incredible experience, watch some of his YouTube videos on solar energy, and you're going to learn a lot. Andrew's passion has always been to do something in his life related to helping with the environment, and has been able to use his passion along with his sales experience and creative intuition to help grow Green Power Energy into one of the highest rated solar installation companies in the country. So Andrew, what have we left out? Who is Andrew Cotrino?
That was a lot of it. Professionally, I'm the VP of Marketing at Green Power Energy. I've been with the company for 12 years, and it's been a great experience. A lot of great people that I work with, and it's been good to be a part of something that started out small and then has grown into something a lot bigger. Started out doing sales, like you mentioned, just a couple years out of college, and just finding my way selling to people and really learning. Eventually became the VP of sales, like you mentioned, and then finally the VP of marketing, which was interesting because it's not like I have a degree in marketing or like that's what I wanted to do in my life. It really just came from the bare necessity of needing leads to sell and trying to figure out like what that costs to do it, what are the best channels to do it, and then implementing it. So it's been a good ride with that. I think that it's it's a really good fit for me. I really love marketing because for me it's really a combination of being sales focused, which I love, and overseeing the customer journey, just from like creating interest, finding like where they are in the buying process, nurturing them and all that. And then it's also combines with creativity, which I really appreciate. So to me, it's like the perfect job. My dad was a fashion photographer. My mom is an interior decorator. My wife is an art teacher and cake artist. So for me, the idea that you can use your creativity to make a living is nothing that's very far-fetched from me. I've seen that firsthand. My parents' livelihood was based on their creativity. And then beyond Green Power, which is a really great place to work, I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I did go to New Hampshire for college, to Plymouth State University, studied environmental planning. I live in Lambertville, New Jersey right now, which is a great place to live. It's a river town along the Delaware, lots of great shops, restaurants, lots to do, great people, great place to raise your kids. I live with my wife, Veronique. I have two young children, a four-year-old and a one-year-old. And I love to run. I try to run every day if I can. That's been huge for me in building confidence and clearing my mind. And I have some of my best ideas when I run. And I also really love to snowboard, and I take that very seriously in the winter. And this past year, I took my son, who was three, and he's getting pretty good. So that's Andrew Cotrino right now.
That's a lot. That's wonderful, Andrew. That is wonderful. Congratulations. So we have some rapid fire questions to get started in Sales Magic. And this is so the audience can get to know you even more. And I'll say two words, and I want you to pick the best word that describes you. Okay, so are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, morning or evening?
Definitely evening.
Outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Adventure or chill?
Adventure, but I also do like to chill. So I don't know, probably more adventure.
And truck or car?
How about hybrid SUV?
Yeah, that's what I drive. Yeah. So yeah, I agree. Talk or listen?
Talk, but I'm getting better at the listening part.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Falling in love with your customers can sound like a foreign concept to many sales professionals. But the reality is that developing such a relationship makes a massive impact on your sales. The Business Champion Sales Method will help your business fall in love with your customers and in turn, help them fall in love with you to reach better business outcomes. Get curious and get connected to this proven method that has generated billions of dollars in revenue and hundreds of thousands of sales for companies like GE and Cisco. Sign up today.
So, you know, you're at the heart of a lot of conversations right now. Everyone's talking about solar and wanting to get solar. They're wanting to make changes in their own life and how we consume energy. So what is the biggest business challenge you're facing right now?
So for us, for Green Power Energy, but really not just for Green Power Energy, I think for the industry in general, it's been rising interest rates this year. You know, obviously higher interest rates can affect all sides of a business, but what I'm talking about is the actual product that we sell a homeowner, which is usually a solar loan. They're going to install solar on their roof. They'll pay monthly for it. And in most situations, they're able to be cash flow positive from month one. So it's a pretty unique offer. You can go green, it'll power your house, and you'll save money right away. So when the interest rate's a little higher, it's sometimes not as easy to get that instant cash flow right off the bat. I mean, long term, it'll be there, but in those first few months, it may be challenging. So that's a challenge, but that's not unique to Green Power Energy necessarily. I think that we've fought our way through that just fine. There's always going to be something in the solar industry. You know, we refer to it as the solar coaster. So I'm pretty numb to it all by now, to be honest with you. You know, it's 1 year it's going to be a tax credit that's going away or an incentive that's going to, you know, there's always going to be some kind of thing you got to work towards. But, you know, if you're smart, you can use it as a call to action and really just, you know, pivot anything into a reason to do business. So yeah, that's the hard one. And then, you know, I think that for me, what's hard about solar marketing is you can figure something out with your team, and we've got a great team, and like, think that this is how you're going to get business from here on out and just put it on autopilot. And then it changes. So, you know, what worked perfectly last year isn't going to work the next year. So you constantly have to be on your toes, but that's what business is. Just work with a good group of people and try to solve problems.
Well, yeah. And you know, it's changing a lot. We found in the last 6 months, it's changed drastically.
Right.
For our business and for our clients in the green energy space. I mean, it's just changing and changing and more awareness. And then all the things that are happening in our environment, you know.
Absolutely.
I just had a client come to me and they said, you know, what we've tried to do in the past is not working and we've got to do something different. And we keep having to pivot and to change. But for a creative person like you and for me, that gives me energy.
Yeah.
You know, always coming up with those creative things just, and Mike is also very creative. You know, it gives us energy to do new and different things.
Totally. I mean, I can complain that, oh, this is so hard and this is so much work. But I mean, there is part of me that kind of craves the grind of it, you know, that wants to keep fighting.
Yeah, my mentor said, Jackie, I was concerned you were getting a little bored last year, but right. You're not bored now.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm certainly not bored. So what's the one sales experience you have had that you can say, you know, that was magic? That was a really magical experience for you.
Right. I've had a lot of really great experience over the years. One thing that stands out pretty early on was just a year or so into the job, I sold solar to the governor of New Jersey through a cold email, which was super exciting. Wow. So that was cool because, you know, I was able to create that opportunity for myself and believe in a process and execute it and watch it, you know, come to fruition. So yeah, just a Google search, found the email address, and you know, it must have been a nice email. Within a week or so, I was, you know, at the dining room table going over the proposal, and that was really cool. And yeah, it's just believing in a process, in this case, cold calling, you know, sticking to it and watching it work was magic and definitely gave me a lot of confidence early on.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the secrets that we've found is being on the right message, having the right narrative and the right stories. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things that we've done too, that I think is really unusual, is to look at large groups, to think about how you can activate groups. Because you were successful in having someone that is, I mean, the governor is going to be concerned about the public good,
right,
and the bigger picture, and thinking about how could I activate a group of people like that? You know, that's one of our secrets of our success, is activating these large groups that are like-minded. And that's
right.
Fun. That's yeah. Really a fun challenge. So I think it's beyond, I think your secret is probably way beyond just tenacity, cold calling, creativity, because I did watch your videos and your online presence on YouTube and your videos, your educational videos. They are approachable. They're interesting. They're not too technical. So tell me what's been the secret, because that's got to make a difference too, that online education that you're doing.
Yeah, those videos are really fun to do, and try to do them a lot, try to get engagement. I mean, and thank you. I'm glad you're watching. You know, I see them get views. You know, they get more views now. Before, you'd post them and it would be like, you know, my mom and my sister, and like my boss's daughter likes this video. So so for me, I think that what's been most valuable is having my hand in and understanding the entire customer journey, right? So there's so much to it besides getting somebody to execute a contract, right? How do you get someone interested in solar? How do you get them to then fill out a form or call your business? How do you pitch the deal? How do you educate them? How do you keep them engaged if they don't close on the first go, you know? And then what does the post-sales experience look like? So, being able to see the full picture of what goes into one sale is really helpful for me. Now, I don't do sales day to day, to be honest. I mean, I'm still involved in the thing in a big picture, right? We do a lot of things, and we're a very sales focused organization. I will sell to people here and there, but that's not my main driver. But when it comes to sales magic and solar, you know, what I can say is, sales is helping people. So in anything that you're selling, I think you want to understand kind of what the pain point is or what the desired outcome needs to be from that conversation and how you can solve a problem. I mean, that's probably, you know, pretty easy. You're probably going to read that in plenty of sales books, but particular to solar, it's going to be, for me, keeping it simple. You know, solar is complicated for
right.
people. You know, you're probably right. watching those videos saying, well, that's a topic like that's new to me, or, you know, I never even, you know, thought about that. So I remember early on in my career, I'd be like, oh, to a customer, this panel is like 20% efficiency and it degrades 0.4% per year. And it's a monocrystalline panel. And like that kind of approach works well for some people. You know, if it's like an analytical person who, you know, that's great, but it's just way too overwhelming for most people. So there was this sales rep we had, or account rep we had. His name was Chris Mahoney. Shout out Chris Mahoney. He worked for SunPower Corp, who we were selling product for at the time. And he would hear me go on these, I don't know, I thought I was selling. And he would say, hey, cuz, they come in black. Right? Like, so, so, you know.
That's right. And
he was an awesome guy. And, you know, and not saying that you, like, you need to keep it that basic, but for some people, it could be just good to know, you know, hey, this is a good product. You need to trust me. It's got a 25-year warranty. And this one comes in all, it's all black. It's got black frame, black panels. It'll look great up there. Right. That's like, sounds a lot better than, you know, the temperature coefficient is this. And again, like, some people that are going to be like, you know, chemical engineers or, you know, whatever, mechanic, like engineer type people, they might appreciate that, but just got to know your audience.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that is true. So what is your growing edge? What's the thing that you're working on right now? Because I know you've pivoted over to marketing. You're really focused on your marketing. So what's your growing edge there?
Well, marketing's been going on for a while now, but, you know, I would say that my growing edge, well, I mean, early in my career, the owner of our company, Rich Muir, he gave me the nickname the Hurricane, which was cool at the time. And it's still really funny, but it was about the kind of my uncontrollable energy that I would bring into every day. And that's cool and all, but it's not sustainable. You can't like live like that forever. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, sales and marketing is, as you know, has a lot of highs and lows. Right. And some of the people that I've seen that have been the most successful, you know, just stay at an even line on the months when they don't do anything. And it's the same in the months when they, you know, sell 100 deals. So for me, it's working on being mindful, being present. And I think that when you're mindful and you're present, it improves your work-life balance. I mean, I could be on a podcast called Snowboard Magic or Dad Magic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one part of me, you know, it's a really, really important part of me, green power energy and solar. But if you're mindful, you slow down and you become happier. And when you're happier, there's a really interesting byproduct that happens, at least for me, which is I become more successful professionally. So in some cases, it actually comes full circle. So not really a technical kind of business answer, but really more a personal mindset answer for how can you sustain, you know, being in a changing business and contributing to it for years and years and years while staying cool.
Yeah, that's powerful. Thank you. I had a client, his name was Benny, and he, you know, I asked him what was the secret to hiring great people, because he had this incredible team and they'd had challenges and they'd been beat up a little bit. And he just said, you know, Jackie, the secret is hiring happy people.
That's a nice tip.
Yeah. And I thought, yeah, you've got to find people who are really happy. And for me, it's managing that happiness. You know, every day I meditate, I have a spiritual practice in the morning, and of course, exercise, workout, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, it's dance, not snowboarding. I have been on the slopes in Aspen with the snowboarders, and I've been amazed by them. I was skiing, but I was amazed that they were not frightened of the ice. You know, there was a lot of ice, and we were all super concerned about the ice, but the boarders, they just carved into it. It was not an issue.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I think it's finding happiness. And so I've been doing a new thing with Dan Harris called 10% Happier. And that has been doing a program with the Dalai Lama's Secret to Happiness and doing those meditations. And that's been helping me up-level my happiness, because happiness is a learned skill. And I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought you were just born. You know, I thought you're born happy or not happy. And if business was great, you're happy. And if business was not so great, you weren't so happy, you know. But what I've realized is happiness is an inside job, like you just said. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to work on yourself if you want to be a good contributor to a business. And that's exactly I love your right. comment about hiring happy people, by the way, because, it's like, who would you rather work with? You know, a sales guy that sells 100 deals a month and is just like awful to be around, or, you know, maybe a sales guy who sells 90 deals a month, 80 deals a month, but they're just a delight to be with. So there's like a lot, lot to that.
Yeah, I've been listening to, I always listen to podcasts. You know, that's why I started this podcast. I've been listening to one called Smartless. And that's with Jason Bateman. And I mean, it's really, really fun. And one of the things on the podcast they talk about is, you know, taking it light. You know, things, I mean, that's part of the happiness too, is just taking things lightly and finding the humor in it. So, you know, in all this, the energy, what I hear a lot about here in Texas, Andrew, is the energy transition. So tell me, this is just, I'm just curious about you. How do you market that? How do you position that? The whole idea of transitioning, you know, our energy transition.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, usually it's the basic, people are going to save money by doing it. And that's what people are motivated by. So, you know, luckily we're at the point right now where solar energy on someone's home over the course of time is going to be way more cost effective than getting your power from the grid. So you're pitching, you know, money saving. And then, you know, also I know down in Texas, it's a big thing with, you know, power outages and things like that. So, you know, battery is a big pain point for people there. They need to have backup. So, you know, you're much more selling on the idea of saving money and having, you know, independence and reliability in an outage more than you're, you know, selling and marketing based on, you know, going green. For me, I love the going green aspect. Like you said, it's important to you too, Jackie. Right. You know, I like to think at the end of the day, we're doing something good because it's solar energy and it's clean energy. But yeah, you're selling the transition based on saving the money.
Well, thank you, Andrew. How can our listeners learn more about what you do and how can they get and see your great videos that you're doing? Give us a shout out to the easiest way to access you.
Yeah, great. So it's Green Power Energy. So you can Google Green Power Energy. You can go to greenpowerenergy.com. You can follow us on Instagram. We'll have a lot of those videos on Instagram. That's at Green Power Energy. So follow us. We put out a lot of great stuff. And if you're in New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, or Austin, Texas area, and you want to transition and save money, we're your people. So reach out and give us a follow.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. This is wonderful.
Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sales Magic. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Learn more about the Business Champion Program at jackielyles.com and across social media platforms.